There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we have a section on Facebook that I think we're going to put up maybe once a month or so that says, go ahead and ask me any question you want, which means that, number one, you don't have to necessarily have a problem, and number two, that you don't necessarily have to call the show, because I know a lot of people listen on Facebook. In fact, I ran into somebody yesterday who said, oh, I really like yesterday's program. And I said, well, what specifically? And they talked about a call that I did actually yesterday. So they were actually, because Manny is so fast about getting the calls up for the podcast, that he thought he was listening to the previous day, and he was listening to something that I'd done about an hour ago. So that was, Manny, I forgot to tell you that, because that was kudos to you. But one of the things, yeah, indeed. So one of the things that someone called up, or they didn't call up, they asked me about, was, could I define love, number one, and number two, could I explain the cross-cultural differences in how various societies looked at love, which is kind of what we were talking about at the end, kind of last segment, of how travel makes you understand different people in different ways. And the thing that it does is it gives you a perspective on your own beliefs and your own systems and understanding them in a larger context. And she's absolutely right. The notion that we think of as romantic love is primarily, first of all, it's very modern. Second of all, American dating and sort of love notions have permeated the rest of the world, partially through movies. If I had to pick one source, I would love to say it's through all my books, but it's not true. And as I said, some of my books, which are not the least bit, I mean, they talk about sex, but they're not particularly, they're not salacious. I mean, I'm probably the only person in the world who can make sex really boring. But they're viewed as softcore porn in parts of the world, which just says that dating has different rules in different parts of the country, and arranged marriages are still the norm for most countries. And even if you look at something like England or France or Italy, which we viewed as I would assume, sort of parallel countries, or even Canada, that they really do have significantly different ways of understanding love and relationships and sex and what's permissible and what's not. So it is fascinating. So what we did, I thought, okay, why do I have to be the only one who sort of comes up with a notion here? So we asked people how did they define love?
Yep.
Okay, so let's hear what people said. We got a lot of responses, didn't we?
Yeah, we got quite a few. We'll start with Stephen. Stephen says his definition of love is God's grace working through you for someone else.
Well, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kelly says, well, someone that will not change after 12 years of being together. Let's see. I'm trying to... Okay, someone that will not change after 12 years of being together, a day see you the same, and they see you the same.
Okay, so that's how God. All right, so in the rest of saying that God's grace manifests through you, which is a really gentle, loving kind of thing in an abstract way. Kelly is saying almost, she's not saying the opposite, but she's dealing with a much more specific kind of grounding that says that somebody who can, after 12 years, which is certainly after the first blush of romance has come and gone, can still feel the same way about you, that there's something perpetual and deep and loyal and, if not eternal, at least long-lasting. Okay.
Marquita says, chemicals and habits.
Chemicals and habits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly. Her definition of love is chemicals and habits. Does she mean that's either very cynical, which I assume it's not, or it's talking about pheromones and oxytocin and adrenaline and how we behave, I guess. Folks, if you're going to write me, try not to be obscure. Because I'm sure you're saying something important there, and I'd really like to know what it is. And I'm having to do all the interpretation here, so I guess that's what she means, yes? I don't know. You know, one of the things that I meant to mention in, I think it was Maria asked me about love, is that there's this whole study that's happened in about the last 10 or so years, maybe 20 years, I think it started in the 90s, about the early stages of love, which they now have called limerence, which is different. The idea being that, what we think of, it's somewhere between lust and love, and the idea being that the kind of popular definition of wanting to see somebody and the urgency and the excitation and the stimulation is really a very specific kind of, and I think part of the point is to differentiate early stages from what Kelly was saying is the longer term, dependable, the river that flows through relationships that you can count on, as opposed to the ooh baby part. So they've now given it a different name, which actually was very popular initially, and I'm not sure that the term is used all that much anymore. But it was called limerence. Okay, keep going.
Harmon says a temporary state of madness.
Well, that would certainly offset. It might go along with the last definition, which is the chemicals and habits, but it certainly would offset the first two. I guess it depends on how you define love. And it sounds like he defines love much more as the initial either lust or the limerence part. And limerence, by definition, is short-term.
Becky says, I think society gets lust and love very confused a lot.
Yep.
Love is something you do. It's an action word, and you choose to love. Lust is only a feeling. Love is something that grows. It's not a self-seeking act. It's never about yourself. It's always about another. When love becomes about yourself and what you get out of it, that's when relationships fall apart.
Well, I certainly don't disagree and have said repeatedly that we confuse love and lust. I read an interesting article that wasn't very well researched at all. It wasn't researched at all, but had one interesting idea in it. It said that instead of using, and love is one of those words that can either be a noun or a verb, right? And there aren't a whole lot of, as opposed to a gerund, there aren't a whole lot of words that fall into that category. Well, I suppose lust is one of them. You can lust after someone or you feel lust, so maybe anything associated with love does. But the article was saying that there are different degrees of love. And in those degrees is where we can find the depth of something, that it doesn't necessarily have to be a different kind, but just a different degree. Mm-hmm. That you feel something, for example, when as we talk about on the first date or the first time the two of you kiss or make love or whatever it is, and then presumably that's something very different than what you're feeling for each other. On your fifth anniversary, or when your grandchild is born, or when your child is born, or the various different. So, and what this article was trying to suggest, and you can see that people have wrestled with this concept a lot, that it's not so much a different kind, but a different degree, which I thought was an interesting way of thinking about it.
We got two comments that are relatively similar. Ricardo says, my definition of love is putting someone else's needs before yours. And then right underneath that, Lorraine says, wanting what is best for the other person.
Well, but I don't argue that either of those are really positive and can be a part of love. But they can also be altruism is not necessarily loving, right? Wanting or self-sacrifice or loyalty or even liking somebody. So I don't disagree that can be a component of love, but in and of itself, I don't think it necessarily defines love, folks, because there are other situations in which you would do the same thing, which presumably you don't love. It's not loving somebody. Okay, we'll come back and talk a bit more about this. I'd love to hear from you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with this.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, so we're talking about love because the impetus for this was Maria, who sent me an email saying, could I define it, and could I define it cross-culturally? So I thought, okay, well, yeah, I'll take a whack at it, and then you guys can take a whack at it. So we're now whacking. Doesn't mean you can't call. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown, so here we go. Let's do it.
We continue on with Victoria. Victoria says, the most important book I've ever read is, I think it's pronounced Kierkegaard.
Kierkegaard.
Mm-hmm. Kierkegaard's Works of Love. In it, he enumerates the plethora of ways that the feelings most people traditionally consider love for others are actually forms of self-love. Not that you aren't supposed to love yourself, but it is at least good to be self-aware of the many ways in which we dilute ourselves into believing that we love unselfishly. It's not a pure love. It is not a pure love if there is any motivation for reward. When we love another, we are rewarded by reciprocity, or at the very least, a prideful sense of fulfillment. A mother can love a handicapped child who will never be able to truly appreciate her gift of love or reciprocate, but she enjoys the accolades strewn about her by the rest of society, who rewards her in various ways for her heroic self-sacrifice. This is not to say that none of these are truly unselfish expressions of love, but Kierkegaard has a way to test whether your love is genuine.
All right, how? She's not going to tell us.
Let's see. How do you relate to the dead? To the dead in love, he goes on to explain in a beautiful metaphor.
To the what of love?
To the dead in love.
The dead.
Yeah. He goes on.
I don't understand exactly what that means, but okay.
He goes on to explain in a beautiful metaphor how when one dances with another, it is difficult to ascertain their level of skill. Perhaps one skill is so great that it eclipses the other's shortcomings. When you're judging someone's dancing skill, watch how they dance alone the half of a dance that they would customarily dance with a partner. If you want to see how someone loves, watch how they love the dead. It is not the loudest waiting one at the funeral who quickly moves on with his life who loves unselfishly. It's the one who mourns in modest quietude. And mourns long. When loving the dead, there's absolutely no question of reciprocity or reward. Loving the dead is selfless, pure love. That's how you test your love.
Okay, a couple things here. First of all, Kierkegaard is a German philosopher, among other things, which is neither here nor there. But he dealt with those kinds of notions of love of God, love of mankind, love of country, spiritual love, loving another person. I mean, so has a lot of interesting things to say about it. I agree with some of it, in that I think that love is not a contract. That it's not, well, if I love you, you'll do this, or I'll love you if you do this. And that's where we get the idea of unconditional love, which I'm not sure is actually, I think that human beings are probably not very capable of unconditional love. I think whether we think so or not, that there's almost always an inherent if-then. If you do this, then I'll do that. And I've worked for some organizations whose motto was unconditional love, and it's not what they were. They had all sorts of rules. You broke those rules, you were out. So I think, and it's an appealing notion that's very hard for human beings to act out. A lot of what we love is reflective. This is that I see the person I see in this other person's eyes is the person I want to be, which Kierkegaard would say isn't love at all. It's narcissism. That if you do this, I'll do that, or I love this person because they do this, is contractual. So he would argue that that's not love either. But the idea, and I think the reason he uses the idea of the dead, is somebody who can no longer interact with us, and therefore there's nothing in it for us at that moment. And I would argue that even that, he's wrong, that there is a sense of martyrdom in the same way that he talks about the public recognition of somebody who loves a child with very limited abilities and looks to be celebrated for that altruism. Well, you could argue that loving the dead is exactly the same thing. It's a public... It's asking for a public recognition of something where you're not getting anything back. So maybe what we need is just a different word or a different concept. Because the idea, first of all, of loving somebody, I think it's relatively easy to love someone when they're dead. And all of us know people who had terrible marriages, and once the person, well, in fact, it's what, Oklahoma, poor Judd is dead, the guy that everybody hated in the town, and once he was dead, everybody talks about how wonderful he was. Loving the dead, I would argue, is a relatively easy thing to do, because there's no one to contradict you, there's no one to let you down, there's no expectation that's going to not be met. So, yeah, you know, again, I don't know that he has really nailed the concept. I think he's terrific at nailing what love isn't, or why it's not the altruistic act that we think it is. I've also argued that altruism, by definition, is self-serving because it makes you feel good about doing good, and therefore it's not about the other person. It's about feeling good about you doing it, which is not necessarily bad. I mean, he views it as a selfish act. I would argue that there's nothing wrong with selfishness. You just have to understand what the ramifications are. And the nice thing about selfishness is it usually doesn't require group approval. It doesn't require someone else to say, oh, yeah, great job. But his example, I love the example of the idea of a dancer. However, if we take that to its logical conclusions, it doesn't make any sense. Because, in fact, if the whole point of being a good dancer is to share the experience, then it doesn't make any difference if you're a great dancer by yourself if you can't make your partner look good, if the two of you can't interact with one another. So his negative examples are useful and perhaps enlightening. His positive examples make no sense as far as I'm concerned, and in fact are not consistent with his worldview. Because loving the dead, relatively easy. Loving someone who's alive and irritating and changeable, much more complicated. But we do like Kierkegaard. Remember, did you ever study Kierkegaard?
I did not, no.
Spinoza, the whole group there. There you go. Alrighty, let's move on to Kierkegaard. And we've just done Philosophy 101, so there you go. Such fun.
I'll squeeze in one more before we go to break here. Connie says, I
squeeze away. Seems appropriate when we're talking about love.
Connie says, I say love sparingly, but it's just a gut feeling of deep affection for someone or something. It is putting up with someone even if it drives you nuts. I like caring better. You may not always feel love, but you might always care about someone and try to do good by them or a cause.
Yeah, the basic issue, I think, is not do I love them, but do I stay or do I go? Is there enough here to justify my being my best self and offering that best self to this person? It seems to be a much more viable philosophy than do I love them. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756-9. All right, so we were going to do an email here because we haven't done one for a while.
That's right. It's been a few days since we've gotten...
Hit our email box.
We've gotten so many calls over the last couple of days. We haven't had a chance.
Yeah, they always get priority. Always.
Mm-hmm. All right, this email is from Missy. Missy says, Dr. Joy, please help. I've been a long-time listener, but now need help myself. My life has become a mess. Last year, when we visited my brother and my sister-in-law, my sister-in-law came on to my husband of 24 years and kissed him. My husband then did not stop but continued, and it happened 4 more times, just kissing. I found out and was upset, but I am very resilient. To me, getting the family back and moving on is the utmost importance. Unfortunately, my brother wants nothing to do with my husband, even though they have to know each other for much longer. A few months passed, and things were getting back to some normalcy. Then my husband travels a lot, and this last trip he met my sister-in-law's sister after some 10 years. They met at a relative's house. He said he was extremely flirty. He said she was extremely flirty and was rubbing his shoulders, making comments about how he looks 35 and not 50 and so on. She kept texting him every day with daily chit-chat. Then they met at a coffee shop for a quick coffee. Nothing happened, but she reported back to my brother saying that my husband acted inappropriately. The worst happened after he came home. He got a text from her, replied, and then the conversation spiraled out of control. She kept instigating him, and he kept answering, talking about chemistry between them, etc., etc. Nothing sexual. My husband says that he was just playing along and finally told her enough of pulling my leg. Goodbye.
I don't think it's his leg is what she was pulling.
She then sent these messages again to my brother, and now things have become worse. I still want all this ugliness to become okay and for some normalcy to return. I guess I'm the strong one and do not want to see my family break up. My husband is now in counseling and has realized what an idiot he's been. What can I do? How can I deal with this?
Well, that's it. I mean, I think you're looking to the wrong places. There's always temptation around, and your sister-in-law and your sister and her sister may be jerks, but your husband, the person who owes the loyalty to you is your husband. And the fact is that he has encouraged this behavior, that that whole issue of an in-law, brother-in-law or sister-in-law is a gray area, because you don't want them to be standoffish. You want them to approve of their in-laws. And so I don't know the nature of the kiss, but certainly four times seems to me a little excessive, meeting in coffee shops, texting each other. Then your husband is the one that, your family structure or your in-laws are neither here nor there. I mean, it's really hard to know exactly what happened. And your husband is certainly going to paint himself as the innocent victim here, but he's the one who owes the loyalty to you, and he's the one, and if it's not your sister-in-law and her sister, it's going to be somebody else. Your husband needs to understand where his loyalty lies, and if he can't be monogamous, and not only be monogamous, but appear to be a monogamous, you've got a problem. But the problem isn't with your in-laws, the problem is with your husband. And the fact that he's in counseling, I don't know what that means. I don't know if he feels... But don't dilute your frustration, because it rests solely or primarily, if not exclusively, on your husband's shoulders. Because there's always going to be somebody who says, "Wow, you look great," or gives somebody a hug, or is perfectly willing to meet for coffee. And the line between friendship and something that is inappropriate is sometimes a fine line, especially when you're talking about family members. So your husband is the one who's out of line. They may or may not be. Who knows? I mean, because you're getting his report of their behavior, and who knows? But all he had to do was say, "Gee, thanks," and move on, and certainly not text somebody back and forth. And for him to say he is stupid at this point, duh, you think? But he's admitting he's stupid because he got caught. And my question would be, what's going on with him? I mean, yeah, it's 50 and sort of your middle age crisis, but that's where I think you need to put your energy and your attention, and saying you're resilient. Look at his behavior, and look at his behavior not only outside of the marriage, which seems at least suggestive, if not, and stupid, if not downright sexual, but what's going on inside your marriage? Is the relationship positive? And we're talking about love, but I think part of it is just looking specifically at his behavior and holding him responsible for it. And I don't know, I would ask him what he's actually looking at in therapy, but the two of you need, and you specifically need, don't be so resilient. Decide what you think the issues are within your marriage and make sure that you're getting what you want. All right, 855-99-375-69. Emily, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy.
Yes, hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Emily.
Yes, hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi there.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you beautifully. I know you called yesterday.
Yeah, about my ex-sister-in-law from over 45 years.
Right,
and I just was giving you a quick call to say I called her after we spoke, and we had a most wonderful conversation.
Wow.
Spoke for almost an hour, caught up on all kinds of things, you know, people I knew in common with her, so forth through the years back then, and about our families. No recriminations about, you know, the marriage. That was hardly brought up at all, except, you know, she was very nice about it, saying I dealt with it all very well because, you know, going through a funeral and all that, it's such a, she said, you were just a kid, and I always thought about you and how rough that was. And I was actually really pumped when I got off the phone with her. So
you sound like it. Well, good for you. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, it took me a little bit. I got the phone in my hand, and I was like, and then I said, nope, I'm going to call. And, you know, and it was lovely. She was, you know, so happy I called, you know, and we're going to keep in touch. That's what we said.
Well, Emily, first of all, kudos, because I know that isn't what you had in mind when you called. So
no.
Good for you for being willing to be open to a different perspective that was not very comfortable for you. So huge kudos about that.
Thanks.
Number two, huge kudos for actually following through, because it's one thing to allow yourself to be, I don't know, intimidated or affected or influenced by me. It's another when you hang up the phone and you know, I go away and whatever logic I had or whatever impact I have dissipates to sort of sort that through your own system and say,
exactly.
Okay, and so I know. So another set of kudos for that. And then I'm delighted that it went so well, and I really appreciate you calling back, because it's really funny. As I said, I was out yesterday, and someone was telling me about the program that happened the day before, and they were actually listening to the program, and they actually asked about your call, and they said, do you think you got through to her? And I said, you know, you never know. But it sounded like she was at least open to the idea of thinking about it in a different way. So I'm delighted for you and your sister, your ex-sister-in-law. And, I mean, good on you. I mean, it's one of those things that makes you believe in I don't know, good stuff.
Yeah, I felt real good about it. I really did. I got off the phone with her, and I was excited, like, okay, that went real well. We enjoyed talking with each other, and it was just, you know, it was good. It was very good. So,
well, I'm very proud of you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the help in getting me to do that, because I'm really glad I did.
Well, amen. And thank you for calling back, because people always want to know what happened next. And I said, well, they said, doesn't it frustrate you? And I said, well, it's just part of the limitations of the medium. But I'm always delighted when people call back, even when they're calling back and say it didn't work. But I'm so pleased it did.
Okay, I'm glad. I didn't know. I didn't want to be a pest like, oh, here she's calling.
No. It was great, and there are going to be a whole lot of people. You watch, I'll be on Facebook that said, you go, Emily, congratulations. Or even better, what's going to be better is a couple people hearing you will think about getting in touch with someone that they were not going to get in touch with because of your enthusiasm and your courage. So you did good, kid.
All right. Well, thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you, Emily. Yeah, that was great. All right, let me just recap for those of you who may not have heard Emily yesterday. Shame on you. Where were you? Well, all right, not shame, but... All right, here's the deal. She called. She was married at 19 to a guy who was not a very good guy, and it turns out he died. And this was 43 years ago, and she got a couple of phone messages from her ex-sister-in-law, and she won't call back because it wasn't a very positive time in her life. And I said, it's an adventure. You can always pull the plug later, but saying no closes that down, and you'll never know. And so she didn't. She called yesterday, and you heard the results, so good on her. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Some interesting movies coming out this week. Probably number one, which will probably be number one at the box office as well, is Cinderella. This is a live movie, no animation here. We know the story. Her father unexpectedly passes away. Ella finds herself at the mercy of her stepmother and her daughters. Fortunes begin to change after meeting a dashing stranger in the woods. Okay. Duh. We already know the story, right? Most of us from Disney. But this is being directed by Kenneth Branagh. So already you're talking a step up. Lily James is really pretty as Cinderella. Cate Blanchett plays the wicked stepmother. How much fun is that? Richard Madden is the cute prince. And Helena Bonham Carter is the fairy godmother. It's not very CGI-y. Is that a word? There's very little computer-generated imagery in this one. It's mostly real sets with real people. It has a certain sense of humor about it. And it's really lovely. So even though I went in thinking, I don't know about this, it's really a lovely movie. It's 112 minutes, just under 2 hours, and you'll be swept away, even if you're, certainly every little girl under the age of, 40, will be. But guys will like it, too. It's pretty. She's cute. I mean, it's a lovely story. It was always a lovely story, and this is a lovely movie about it. Run All Night, which is the opposite end of the spectrum. It's only 2 minutes longer. It seems a little bit longer than that. All right, this is another Liam Neeson. The reason to see this is Liam Neeson and Ed Harris, who are kind of old lions chewing on the scenery, and they're really fun. Vincent D'Onofrio is also in it. And Joel Kinnaman plays Liam Neeson's estranged son. Mobster and hitman Jimmy Conlon has one night to figure out where his loyalties lie, with his estranged son Mike, whose life is in danger, or his longtime best friend, mob boss Sean McGuire, who wants Mike to pay for the death of his own son. Okay, basically, this is Liam Neeson being tough and beating on bad guys. But it's solid. It really is entertaining. This is rated R. So it is, of course, incredibly violent. It has a really good supporting cast. But the reason to see this movie is Liam Neeson and Ed Harris. Just because Joel Kinnaman is a good actor. He's a little freaky in this one. RoboCop sort of kept him in a pretty limited kind of role. But Run All Night. Folks, don't even think about the guys going to Run All Night and the women going to Cinderella, who runs all night too until midnight. No, you can't do that. You both have to go to see both of them together, right? And then you can talk about them. But no fair, and no fair the women going to Run All Night to see Liam and the guys going to see Lily, all right? Both of you can see both of them. It's a double feature.
Did you see the story? I think it just came out maybe about an hour ago, too, that Liam Neeson said he's quitting action movies in 2 years.
2 years? What does that mean?
Yeah.
That means nobody's asked me to do a movie anytime soon, so you better ask me now because then I'm going to quit, unless I get a whole bunch of ones, and then I'll... Oh, come on, Liam. I think his knees are going to give out on him as much as anything else. Well, Walk Among Tombstones, I just thought was unthinkable for a man with children. So I just thought it was so misogynistic. Okay, a couple more. We've got Seymour in Introduction. This is directed by Ethan Hawke, who also is in the movie, and you get to meet his piano teacher, who shares... actually, the reason to see this movie, other than, it's kind of curious to watch Ethan Hawke direct, but that Seymour Bernstein is one of those people that it wouldn't make any difference what he was teaching, that he's such a twinkly person and he has such a unique take on life. And if nothing else, listening to how he instructs his students and will completely educate your ear in terms of music. It really is fascinating. Apparently, the reason that Ethan did this is that Seymour Bernstein helped Ethan and his music through a rough patch. But the pianist, whom I never heard of, focuses on teaching. Basically, it's a very warm, cuddly documentary. And if you ever want your kid to take piano lessons, you should probably take them to see this because it will truly inspire them. And it will inspire you about how you listen to music. Okay, The Wrecking Crew, speaking of music. Do you know who The Wrecking Crew is, Manny?
I have heard of them.
See, I didn't. they're basically a group, and nobody could, at the beginning of the movie, they have you sort of, they have different people trying to define it, including people who are viewed as part of the Wrecking Crew. It's a group of basically session musicians in L.A., and they've recorded for everybody, from Frank Sinatra, the Beach Boys, Bing Crosby, Sonny and Cher, the Byrds, Nat King Cole, I mean, everybody. So it's got, and Denny Tedesco, whose daddy was one of the Wrecking Crew, does the documentary. And the reason to do this movie is other than to understand studio musicians and the record industry. And when you thought you were listening to a particular group, you weren't. You were listening to Wrecking Crew. But the music is wonderful. I mean, the soundtrack from this, you could hear everybody. You can hear Elvis and the Beach Boys and Sonny and Cher and Simon and Garfunkel. And the I mean, we know that Milli Vanilli faked it. It turns out everybody fakes it. It's really fun. So four really good choices this week. If you're interested in pop music, Wrecking Crew. If you're interested in classical music, Seymour, an introduction. If you're interested in in violence, for sheer, I mean, to say it's entertaining, I mean, watching Ed Harris and Liam Neeson is really fun. But it's basically a violent, revenge-soaked movie, which is troublesome. The last scene is terrific, but if you're going to go see it, you're going to watch it because it's fast-paced. And watching those two guys literally bark at each other is just a treat. It really is an acting class. Cinderella is probably the family entertainment to go see, although that everything but Run All Night you could probably take the whole family to. So lots of interesting and good choices for the weekend. A bit unusual. Excuse me. Usually there's one or two, and this one there's at least four. There's also a movie that I didn't see. They didn't invite me to, but I wouldn't have gone anyway, so it's okay. It's called It Follows, which actually may do pretty well because it's a horror flick. After a young girl gets involved in a sexual confrontation, she is followed by an unknown force. Oh, please. I just hate these notions of women in peril. So, Cinderella, Run All Night, which is past midnight, Seymour and Introduction, and The Wrecking Crew. You'll have a great time. Go check it out at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit hbextract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.